She was holding his gun out to him, butt first. He took it and reloaded the two empty chambers before dropping it back into the holster. The hut's door was still open and snow came blowing in. It had already created a white delta in the little entryway, where their makeshift hide coats hung. The room was a little cooler now, a little less like a sauna. "How did you know?" he asked. She thought back to the hotel where Mia had left Black 13. Later on, after they'd left, Jake and Callahan had been able to get into room 1919 because someone had left them a note and, Dadachi, a key. Jake's name and "This is the truth" had been written on the envelope in a hybrid of cursive script and printing. She was sure that if she had that envelope with its brief message and compared it to the message she'd found in the bathroom, she would find the same handmade both. According to Jake, the desk clerk at the New York Plaza Park Hotel had told them the message had been left by a man named Stephen King. "Come with me," she said, "into the bathroom." 3. Like the rest of the hut, the bathroom was smaller now, not much more than a closet. The tub was old and rusty, with a thin layer of dirt in the bottom. It looked like it had last been used. Well, the truth was that it looked to Susanna like it had never been used. The shower head was clotted with rust. The pink wallpaper was dull and dirty, peeling in places. There were no roses. The mirror was still there, but a crack ran down the middle of it, and she thought it was sort of a wonder that she hadn't cut the pad of her finger writing on it. The vapor of her breath had faded, but the words were still there, visible in the grime. Odd Lane. And below that, Dandolo.